This episode of Oversaturated the Podcast is brought to you by Real People Clothing. Real People Clothing is an apparel company based out of East St. Louis, Illinois. They do have dope t-shirts, hoodies, sweats, and other dope apparel. Be sure to check them out on Instagram at Real People Cloth. That's R-E-A-L-P-E-O-P-L-E-C-L-O-T-H. That's at Real People Cloth. Be sure to let them know that the boys from Oversaturated sent you. Now, let's get to the show. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Oversaturated the Podcast, where we discuss music, movies, and pop culture. I am Johnny.
And I'm Ralph.
And Kelly is in the building. So y'all know what that means. The Good Life Volume 3.
Episode 37.
37.
I have no number. There's no famous 37s. I ain't got nothing.
37 is a prime number. That's all I got for you.
Damn, man.
Old accountant.
I know.
That's all I got.
I haven't heard that since like.
Okay.
Prime number. Wait a minute.
That's all I got. All right, new listeners, old listeners know the drill, but new listeners, please follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, you can search Oversaturated the Podcast. Twitter is Oversat Podcast. Instagram is Oversat the Podcast. And you can always email us at oversatpodcast@gmail.com. And please check out our website, oversatthepod.com. We do have merch for sale. We have bios on Ralph and myself, pictures. You can listen to all previous episodes as well, so make sure you check out the website.
Yeah, big facts. And if you want to follow us individually on our social media platforms, I'm the Mind of Ralph on Instagram and Twitter,
and on Twitter I'm J-O-N 2 underscores and the letter B. I get clowned a lot for my long ass Instagram name, but I don't really care. So y'all could follow me on Instagram at JBS_ESL_AAMU. It didn't take that long. Whatever.
I told Johnny his Instagram name bars. Was like a Psalms verse.
That's why I said bars.
You want the people to follow you, Kelly?
Sure. It's at Music Junkie across everything. I'm not on Facebook or anything like that. Just IG and Twitter.
Touché. There you go. And to our Apple Podcast subscribers, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. We appreciate that. I think we have a new rating, but no new reviews. But, you know, leave us a review as well. Anything less than 5 stars, you are being a hater.
Facts. So, but, leave us a review. We like to read. We like to know how everybody likes the show.
Yeah.
If it's something that you feel like we should do different, email us.
Don't write no review, though. So, but also, let's just kind of break the ice. Let's just, you know, talk about how we've been. Kelly, you want
Lady,
to?
Ladies first.
Yeah.
I've been good. Just trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
True.
Trying to be wintertime fine because I'm missing the summer.
Get it how you live, man. Get it how you live.
And, you know, that's it.
That's what's up.
No, my week has been all right, but you know, I'm on vacation Thursday. By the time y'all hear this, I will be on the beach.
Okay.
Earning 20%. No, that sounded cool. I just wanted to say that. Earning 20%. No, I'm not. We losing money while I'm out there, but I will be in Mexico Thursday morning.
Turn up there.
Okay.
Big facts.
Hey, you gotta hit the shake one.
Oh, time. I got you, fam. I'm shimmying all over
yes,
the
sir.
Beach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's funny.
But, you got anything, bro?
Man, listen. Last week was trash. Work. I had all day trainings. The shit was trash. But the weekend I turned up. Ralph and I had a sit down with AB and Scoop. We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
Now, after that meeting, shout out to James Biko. He had his annual Michael Jackson tribute show. So, you know, I had the moonwalk one time on
it. Gotcha.
Let me tell y'all something, though. Uh-huh. You have not lived until you Millie Rock to Dirty Diana. That shit was fire. Listen.
What?
The slowest Millie Rock. But that shit was dope. Right. That shit was dope. It was fun. It was really fun. So, yeah. And then Sunday, actually, I went to a So I'm trying to get back into gaming. I was into gaming a lot when I was younger, so I'm trying to get back into it now. So I have a Nintendo Switch, looking to get a PS4, but I went to a Nintendo Switch meetup here in St. Louis at one of the comic book stores downtown, and it was pretty dope. It was about 10 people all just, you know, gathered playing the Nintendo Switch, Mario Kart, shit like that. So that was pretty fun. That's different, something I'd never really done before, so I'm trying to get into that stuff kind of more.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that, but shout out to the Inside Scoop Podcast, Scoop Grady and AB. We had a meetup with these gentlemen the past weekend, and let me tell you guys something. It was epic. It was epic.
If y'all listen to the Inside Scoop, how y'all hear them, that's literally how they are. Facts. They hilarious, man. Yeah. I don't want to say ignorant, but they hilarious.
Right. It's the difference between ignorance and, like, being funny. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we sat there and cracked a lot of jokes. Like, how much business did we actually conduct?
I mean,
it was productive.
Yeah, it was productive.
But,
like, the business portion, we actually got done kind of quick. The rest of the time, we were just bullshit. Talking.
Yeah. But salute to those guys. We are definitely going to collab with those guys really, really soon. So look out for something from us and the Inside Scoop coming real soon.
Yes. Now,
off the dome. I'll jump out there first. In the music industry, right, there's a lot of, like, beefs and untimely deaths that have, like, caused us not to have, like, collaborations between certain artists. Fair enough?
Yep.
Fair enough to say? So, have you ever felt cheated out of certain collaborations? Like, people clamor for Michael Jackson and Prince collaboration, right? Because of the alleged beef. So, we'll take them out there.
Right.
We're not going to use them. Y'all give me two people that y'all think that probably should have collabed due to a beef or an untimely death. Ooh.
Does it have to be two dead people?
No, it doesn't have to be. But, yeah, somebody died and they didn't have a chance to really collab with each other. Damn. I mean, somebody y'all rock with.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I don't know why. The first two people that come into my mind, and I don't really listen to either of their music, but Gucci and what's the cat? Fuck. Why is his name escaping me right now? Who did the dude he beef with? Waka Flocka.
They got an album together, Gucci and Waka.
I told you I don't listen to them. But didn't they see exactly? Like, didn't they beef?
Ferrari boys, like, they was cool together. Like, Waka was the one that signed. I mean, Gucci was the one that signed Waka.
Oh, that's trash. All right, Ralph always get me with these questions, bro, and I don't like it. So,
and they had to have beefed.
No, they don't have to beef. Like,
you're just saying,
just like, somebody that should have collabed there.
Yeah,
right. Okay,
like, I'll give y'all this. Like, I know I mentioned Prince, but let's say Kanye and Prince that did something, because Kanye and MJ did something. Mm-hmm. Well, like, for the Thriller anniversary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he redid PYT or something like that.
Okay.
Imagine if Kanye had the chance to really collab with Prince.
Right.
Mm. Okay.
Gotcha.
Like, that type of thing.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do... I got one.
All right.
These are two groups that I feel like should have collaborated.
Okay.
Slaughterhouse and Black Hippie.
Ooh.
Now, there were talks. I don't think they actually talked about collaborating, but a lot of people wanted them to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Me being one of those people. If you get just 8 MCs that just rap, I just needed like a 20-minute track from them, like just all rapping. Mm-hmm. That would have been amazing. That would have been dope.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm gonna say Slaughterhouse and Black Hippie. Yo, Ralph don't like it. Y'all just
no. I mean, I don't think that's not quite what I asked, but that's cool.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, I'm trying to make sure I understand it.
Well, like, did they have the beef?
No, they didn't have to. Y'all stuck on the beef part. Like, I said they either beefed, like, MJ and Prince didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they probably could have made good music together.
Right.
All right. Now, I can use Jay-Z and Biggie. Mm-hmm. Biggie and Jay have collabed, but they were in a group known to commission. Like, that could have been Watch the Throne for real.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But Biggie died. So they never got a chance to really, really get into that.
Okay, I kind of have an easy one.
Okay.
I would have really wanted to see Tupac and Biggie do something.
Like a real song. Like, they yeah. got a song that they...
Right.
Mixed together.
Mixed together.
Yeah.
Like, they could have took over.
Yeah.
But, of course, they were making more money off of going against each other.
Right. Fact. Of course. Of course.
Other than that, like...
I don't know. I don't... I'm drawing a blank, man. I'm sorry. I got nothing. Like, I'm for the first time in oversaturated history, I'm stumped. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. Something gonna come to me by the end of the show.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Like, when we...
And I'm gonna say, like...
I know you ain't gonna let it run.
Somebody gonna be in the middle of a sentence, and I'm gonna say that shit.
And that's fine. We got enough of time.
Alright.
Who's next?
You wanna go?
Yeah, I can go.
Alright.
So, I was reading this article that threw me for a huge loop. I want to know your thoughts. Mm-hmm. So, they were listing the future hip-hop moguls.
Mm-hmm.
They listed Cardi, Post Malone, Drake, Future, J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
One gotta go.
Oh, Post Malone.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And I guess my other question is, do you guys think that any of them fit the title of a hip-hop mogul? Because I don't. At all.
Drake ideally doesn't, but he has the star power. Like, he's there now. Like, he can start flipping his money and be a mogul right now if he chose to. Everybody else is up
like
for interpretation.
Like, I look at the Diddy's of the world, the 50s, the Russell Simmons, like...
Well, you know what? And to think about 50's rebrand.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't see that coming from 50.
That's true.
But if you really think about it, most of these... Well, probably all of the artists you named are... Well, maybe except Drake, maybe. Are still somewhat in the infancy, toddler stages of their music career.
Yeah.
So maybe they aren't thinking far ahead like that. Like, I know Cardi isn't. I definitely know Post Malone isn't. J. Cole might be, but if he is, we don't know for
sure. I feel like Cole doesn't want that. That's me, like, you know, from outside looking in as a fan. Future, nah, I'm all right, bro. Post Malone, no. Hell no. Fuck no.
Right.
I'm with it.
Cardi, I can see Cardi flipping that money and being, you know, I don't know if a mogul, but just personality. Like, she got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I could see her in the future, like, really hosting stuff, like TV, game shows, that kind of, kind of like what Snoop is doing. Like, Snoop hosts game shows and stuff. He narrates.
Mm-hmm.
That show is horrible.
Hey, he's still doing
but
it, though.
Check,
he
though.
Doing it, though.
No,
right.
I'm talking about that game show. It's really boring. like, it's not I'm hating. It's like, it's just bad.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop watching it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
with
it was
everybody
on.
Else.
Yeah.
That's why he's making that money.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
I like that.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. So, for my off the dome, I have a scenario, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you guys feel about this, or how you guys feel about this. So, a guy takes a girl on a date. Guy meets a girl, you know, they exchange numbers. He asks her on a date, they go on a date. After the date, she texts him and says, you know, thank you for the date, but I don't really think we're compatible. Cool, right?
Right.
The next day, he sends her, let's just say, a Cash App Venmo request for her portion of the dinner as a incompatibility fee.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
I think that's some fuckboy shit.
No, say it, Ralph. Say it. Cause he holding it. He holding it. Say it. Say it.
I mean, bro, that's the L you gotta take. You alright?
I got nothing.
I saw someone else talk about that too.
Yeah.
And it was interesting.
Right. Cause
I'm conflicted.
I feel like
hey, you wasting my goddamn time. Like, It really depends on what.
Like, if it was just one date, though, like, mm-hmm. take the L. Move on.
So, okay, what if it was, let's say it was three or four. Let's say it was four dates, right? So, after four dates, he sends an invoice for her portion of the four dates. Not the whole bill,
right.
Just her portion.
Like, that's petty to me. Like, you a little boy doing it. Like, that's part of dating. You gonna take some W's, you gonna take some L's.
So is it always up to the man in the situation to always pay for the dates? You want to hear what I got to say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, let me say this. I'm also conflicted. Now,
that's what I'm saying. I'm conflicted.
So, now, what you said at first, he has to take the L, right? Okay, I get that because, you know, he did, I guess, risk asking her for a number and taking her out. It's like, there's no guarantee you guys are going to be together, right?
Right.
Cool, I get that. Now, at the same time, his time was wasted because... I know it's the risk. I know that. I know damn well that's why one of y'all would send nobody no cash. No, I wouldn't. But
why do y'all think it's okay?
Because it's fair.
But it's not. No, it's not like he sent for the. Because if we really keep it in the hundred though,
I'm gonna put mileage on it.
No, you real shit. Real shit.
I'm gonna let you live through this.
No,
that's still some fuckboy petty shit.
Hey man, flat out. Listen. because no, listen. What did the woman really lose in that situation? Nothing but time.
She lost her time too.
Right, only time though, and not money. So
if you're pressed for them little $5 that you probably want back,
hey,
you have bigger issues.
Time is money, bro. Time is money.
Mileage.
Hey. You had to plan a date. Listen,
I can't claim listen. Right now.
Listen,
I can't and I won't. Oversat now.
I love it. Now, okay. No, I would not do no shit like that. I wouldn't. But I get it. Like, I get it. I'm not mad at it.
How would y'all feel if a woman did that to y'all?
Was he a lawyer?
Was he a lawyer? If it's only my portion, shit, get that shit back. Because it's not like it's a lot of money.
What's the point, though? Like, that's so petty to me.
I feel like he's a lawyer. Lawyers do that. They bill for everything.
Oh, lawyers bill by the minute.
Yeah, you really waste my time.
Occupation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incompatibility.
Right. Yeah. Hey.
Dad or a doctor or something like that.
Shit was I actually got that off of Instagram. I saw somebody tweet that shit.
More power to my man's for that.
And I felt like it would be a good discussion because we do have Kelly here. You know, we have a lady's perspective. So
I'm just saying it's all about male empowerment. Know your worth, game.
Right.
Hey. Wow. I didn't say I was gonna send the invoice.
Right, right. You know us. We wouldn't do that.
You gotta know your worth.
But I never would have thought anybody would do that, period. But reading the scenario, I was like, damn, that's low key kind of.
They about to open up the door for some more fuckboys to come through and do the same stuff.
I'm married, ain't got shit to do with me. Ain't got shit to do with me. But damn, that's funny.
That was a good one though.
That was great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you went last, because
right.
Yo. Okay.
That's funny. Let's
bring the energy back.
That is hilarious. All right. So for our first hot topic, right? I think everybody has seen this by now, but the French Open, which is a Grand Slam tennis tournament, one of the four major Grand Slam tennis tournaments, has banned Serena Williams from wearing her black cat suit that she wore at the French Open this year in 2018. Mm-hmm. Now, Serena wore the cat suit because she said that it helped prevent her from getting blood clots after giving birth to her daughter. Now, the French Tennis Federation, which is pretty much the overseer of all tennis tournaments in France, I believe, okay, including the French Open, they have banned the cat suit, saying that Serena needs to respect the game. Now, first, let me ask you guys, I'm pretty sure I know this, but how do you guys feel about this?
That's trash.
Yeah. Now, I've been trying to read up on this as much as I can. They never gave a reason why the cat suit is disrespectful.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if they understand the fact that Serena went through major complications after giving birth.
They don't care.
Like, it's really fucked up, to be honest. I'm a huge tennis fan. I played tennis in high school and college. Like, I watch tennis all the time. Like, that's my sport. You know how people love basketball, football. Tennis is my shit. So, mm-hmm. I'm very, like, very upset about this. And it's like, I'm to the point where I might not even watch the French Open. I really want Serena not to ever play in the French Open ever again. Because that's some it's honestly some bullshit. To single out one person to say, don't wear this attire, like... What the fuck? Like, what is really going on?
Could you imagine a world where the best, the face of your sport, bar none, right? Probably one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen.
Like, ever.
Period.
Man, like, woman, just
athlete. I just said athlete. I'm not even bringing sex into it.
Right.
The greatest athlete we've probably ever seen. Dominate as long as she's had, and they're banning her for that.
Yep,
you can't ban on substances because
they keep trying,
right?
So you got to find other ways.
Yeah.
I think that Serena shouldn't fuck with the French Open, but it's just interesting to me that they keep finding ways to nitpick at her. Yeah. Half the world probably wouldn't watch if Serena wasn't in the damn tournament in the first place. I'm talking about the casual
fans. I agree.
Like taking LeBron out the game. That's like taking Tom Brady off the field. That's like taking certain people out there. Like, no. We're watching to see them win, lose, or draw.
Now, I've been trying to pay attention. Has she responded yet?
No. She did. Oh. No, she did.
What did she say?
Damn, what did she
say? I know Nike put out the statement, which is actually very, very dope.
Yeah.
I'm like, salute Nike. I see you standing behind.
I know. I'm trying to look for her response now, but I can't find it.
I mean, they were even saying stuff about her outfit, like when she was creating her own outfits, when her and Venus were creating their own outfits, it was issues about their dresses, and now everybody wears dresses, so.
Well, I mean... I'm gonna say something.
Say it.
I mean, all that ass hanging out, that was a problem.
Oh yeah, they ain't no shit. They not used to it. Blame. Come on, like, they don't know.
Somebody in the audience, their wife was offended.
Right. Whatever. Well, I don't have it type shit.
Exactly.
Well, hey, whatever, man. Y'all get off Serena, bro. Like,
right. I can't find what Serena said, but it was something along the lines of she'll figure out. What else? It was something real, like, high class. Like, she just kind of stepped over it, basically. Like, it seemed like she wasn't even really upset about it. Yeah.
Well, basically. She always does. Like, I know you probably remember the quote where they was asking her about, like, the competition. She was like, I don't even watch people.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
I was like, damn.
Remember that video.
She was like, I don't even
but
watch
people. But honestly, Serena has come a long way because she used to be like her daddy, give it to you straight. And I really wish this was one of the moments that she came out and gave it to him straight.
No. I mean, well, no, I get what you mean, but I'm just glad that she stays mature. Like, it's hard to stay up here when everybody undercuts you.
Right. And so here's Serena's response. I found it. She says, "Everything's fine, guys. When it comes to fashion, you don't want to be a repeat offender." That was her response to the whole shit. So, A, she's definitely going to go back to the French Open. And B, she's probably figured out another way, something else to wear to prevent her from getting blood clots.
But you know what? Next year? Like, she's not even worried about this year, right? Like,
French Open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just say next year. She's just fucking everybody up.
Oh, it's going to happen.
It's back here now.
It's like, going to happen.
All right.
Yes.
I love it.
So, yeah. That was some bullshit. French Tennis Federation. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Big fact.
So, yeah.
True statement.
Yeah, man. So, next on our Hot Topic list, Azealia Banks versus Wildin' Out, or DC Young Fly. Now, did you guys get a chance to watch the clip?
Well,
I read about it.
Yeah, I watched it. It was interesting.
Yeah, man. So, first of all, every black person has seen at least one episode of Wildin' Out in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Right.
You know the shit they do on this show.
Right.
So, if you're sensitive... if you can't take a joke, you don't need to go.
Facts.
Now, with Azealia Banks, I used to follow her on Twitter. Mm-hmm. She used to clap at everybody.
I know, exactly what I was about to say. That's why I'm having a hard time taking this whole story in, because she stayed talking about somebody.
Right. And when, they pre-record these episodes, so when they record it, she took to Twitter and, was calling out Nick Cannon and DC Young Fly, how they... humiliated her and made her cry and like all of this nonsense. So the episode comes out and it's complete contradiction of what she said. DC made a joke of
colorism or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like he did, DC Young Fly didn't say anything about her color. Yeah. Everybody knows when he roasts, he say, "Yo, with your little ugly." Like yeah. We say that shit in the hood.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you really upset
at? What
does
she do? Who is she?
So she's a rapper / singer apparently.
Oh. I've maybe heard one song and it was forgettable to me. I heard she has lead as a decent level of making music, but your antics turn it out, so I'm not trying to even listen. I'm not trying to listen. Like, I know you more for clapping at people than your actual talent.
Right.
And you, if you have a level of talent, if you have a level of talent, just let that show.
Right.
Everybody's in troll. Like, that's not it. And then when you get in a room full of people that just don't give a fuck. Right.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
This is how DC Young Fly got.
But he still didn't do anything other than what he normally does to anybody else.
And the crazy thing is, after, I guess, the first time, and she said, you know, that wasn't nice or whatever she said, he left her alone. She continued to attack him. And I think everybody on Wildin' Out was telling him, hey, bro, just don't do it. Don't do it. Man, he said, I'm going to save it for Wild Style.
Clapped her ass
up. Man, he was talking about her braces. Like, bruh. How you got the middle part, not the wire? Like, right.
I was like, damn. But I was like, and that's what made her cry. I'm like, damn. I was like, you go to public school or nothing? Like,
that's every day.
Right, that's every day, baby. Exactly.
Like, we went to school with nigga like DC Young Fly. That ain't nothing.
Facts. Shit, we were DC Young Fly at one point. All of us were. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, hey, you better learn how to get them niggas off your back.
Right.
With the hand.
We've all been DC. We've all been on the other side of DC. So it's like, come on, man. Like, come on.
But it's like, you knew what you were signing up for. I don't want to hear none of that.
Exactly. It's really unfortunate that.
Now, is she a regular on there?
No.
She was just like the guest. Yeah.
And they get on the guest.
Yeah, they do.
Like, heavy.
Heavy.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah.
Yeah, like.
You know what you signed up for.
Exactly. Pretty it's good. Not one of my guilty pleasures, because I love Water Now. Like, I watch
it. I mean, yeah, it's like,
time.
If it's on, like, I'm going to watch it. Like, yeah. I don't think I remember what time it comes on. Like, I'm not that type of
Oh, yeah, it's always like.
Yeah, but it's like, if it's on TV, oh, shit. But yeah. I'm subscribed to YouTube channels, so I'll catch the highlights.
Right. Yeah, I watch all the Wild Style battles.
Big facts.
I just think it's unfortunate that she took it directly to colorism. I feel like she doesn't.
Don't
like herself.
Yeah, I think it was something personal.
Don't use that to bring attention to yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people really suffer from that. You know, like, people, like, not saying that she doesn't, but in that particular situation, that was not the move.
Right. So, clearly, she'll never be invited back. So,
not that I was pressed to watch the show with her on it.
This is true. Well, okay.
It's like, it's like you watch it, but I'm letting, like, oh, Azalea Banks.
Right. And I gotta say this. At the end, you know, she was the musical guest as well. Mm. I don't know what the fuck the song was. Mm. She wasn't even rap. She was singing. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, she does have a decent voice. Mm-hmm. But the song, I don't know what she was singing about. That song was horrible. It was like some type of reggaeton, electro.
Oh,
that shit was horrible. It was bad. It was really bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, man.
We off.
It was bad. but anyway.
Yeah. We actually have a listener submit a question. Special shout out to Jerry and Cal of the From the Bottom podcast. They submitted an email question to us. Now, we actually have our good life correspondent in the room, so I know she'll like to chime in on this as well. Now, it was asked, can your barber be a woman without it causing any relationship issues? Interesting, right?
Very interesting. I don't know any women barbers. I know they're, you know, they are out there. Mm-hmm. I just don't know any. So this is not something I ever really thought about.
Well, I had a woman barber in college, but I wasn't even slightly attracted. So I mean, it was just getting my hair cut.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't think about that. Like, I want to make sure that my line is okay. I don't really care about if my, you know, how attractive my lady barber is. Like, my woman, if my barber was a woman. Like, I'm whatever. Yeah. Can you line me up?
Exactly. If I'm sitting in a chair, the least of my worries is trying to get somebody number. I just want to make sure when I get out the chair that I'm looking right.
Big facts.
I ain't got time for none of that.
Big facts. Now, it's kind of like if maybe I was the type to get my hair braided all the time and I had a woman that braided my hair, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't really know.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Let's hear what our good life correspondent has to say, being a woman.
And you're asking if I was the girlfriend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have an issue with it. I think that's a personal thing with that woman if she has an issue, and maybe she can't trust mm-hmm. her boyfriend for whatever reason, like they have some issues. But I mean, you getting your haircut. It's like, I know a few female barbers.
It's like, I came in the house with the line up. Like, what else you want? Right.
That's true. Funny.
I wouldn't
have an issue.
And like, women know, it's kind of like if and when y'all go get y'all hair done, right? That's y'all sanctuary. That's y'all space.
Yeah.
If you had a man whipping your shit, I wouldn't care. Like, I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't. Because I know he's there to get money.
Yeah.
That was interesting because now I'm like, what does the typical woman barber look like? I guess, is there a typical look?
No.
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 That's interesting. Because, like I said, I've never seen any. So, like, I want to.
Yeah, it's like, now it's like, does the typical woman barber look like a typical beautician? Now that's where you start thinking, like, okay, and if she cuts hair, okay, whatever.
Right.
She went to the same cosmetology school. Yeah. Same school, right?
Yeah.
I mean cosmetology barber school right in the same damn building. But I don't think it's an issue.
Would
you guys have an issue if your women got their hair cut by a man?
Now that's a good ass question, because this has come up, and you know, I think that I'm not gonna say you, I'm just like my girlfriend. She's brought up, like, you know, I don't think I want to get a fade. Hell no. It's like, you can get a fade, just don't go to my shop. That's, I mean, it's, you know, over there,
yeah,
though.
I can see that.
Because she like what my barber's work. I'm like, nah, you can't go to him though. Nah, that's my boy. I'm selfish.
Like, a lot of men are like that.
Like how I feel about, you know, like you feel about your wife or my girlfriend or your boyfriend. Like, no, that's my shit.
Cameron be like, I don't even need you to come up here.
No, I don't even want her to know where I go to get my hair cut.
Right.
It's my sanctuary.
It is a sanctuary.
Because the thing is, I know how the men in that barbershop think. I know what they talk about.
Oh, God,
I know all of that, like, shit. I know because I'm there. I hear it.
Facts.
I see it. I see what it's like when a woman does come in the shop.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Like, I literally was dropping off something to K-Ray, and I was like, I'm just going to come in.
No, I'm
coming out.
I'm staying in the whip.
I'm coming out.
Even if I'm in the chair.
I will come outside, fam. Like, they do not even need to see
you. I'm going
to
come out in the apron in the middle of my haircut.
Yo, to come get. With the same
yes, goddamn it. To get whatever the fuck it is I need. Like, no. Don't step foot.
The last thing you want is them niggas gawking at your woman. It's okay when the single mothers come in. Hey, I'm sorry. But it's okay. It's okay when the single mothers come in. And it happens.
Oh,
I'm like, and then, you know, get quiet. They're like,
yes. Every time.
So
every
what you guys
time.
Are saying is a double standard.
Yeah, and that's fine.
It is.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like,
I'm not trying to challenge nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's
I was like,
just what it is.
I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
no.
Man, because.
Stay away from my. Like,
don't do that shit. Don't do it.
Nah, don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't come in. Don't come in. So, yeah.
We good. So, yeah, listeners, we gotta pose that question online. Like, we gotta know what y'all think about that. Shout out to Jerry and Cal for riling up this episode again. Because
it's definitely some jam. Like, I never in my life thought about that. Like, I never have. So yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, it's just, it depends on how you acting. Like, you know, you know, look at what she did. Like, you know.
Yeah.
you know, Kelly, imagine if Cameron came in, like, you know, look what, you know, you're like.
Right, with the hand. With
now,
the
now,
hand.
Now you causing it.
Right. You right. Those are all true facts.
Man, that's dope. That's a dope ass question. I can't wait. Like, when this shit drop and like all the people like comment, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because it's fire.
But no, we gotta get into this main topic now. Oh, we've been going back and forth all episode with Kelly.
Right.
We even got into the meat and potatoes, yo.
Gotta come and shake some stuff up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I've been following, like I'm sure most people have been following the Charlamagne story. It's kind of old now, but basically the story was that he was being charged with, well, he was charged with rape like years ago. Turns out that he obviously didn't do it. The case got reopened. He didn't do it. And he had no physical contact with that woman. So it brought up something because some of his biggest supporters, Amanda Seales, Angela Rye, they go hard for Charlamagne. Angela Rye and Amanda are known for snatching wigs, edges, and everything else.
Thanks.
And the issue came is when people were upset that neither one of them really came out and addressed the issue with Charlamagne and their thoughts on it. And Amanda was upset, Angela Rye was upset because they didn't feel like they needed to publicly shame their friend. Mm-hmm. So they brought up a topic today.
Nice. Yeah.
So what would you guys do if you had a close friend like that in a situation like that? Like, if you, let's say you didn't have the type of platform that they have. Mm-hmm. What would you do? Would you address it to people that may ask you about it? Would you lay low and have a conversation with them about it behind closed doors? How would you deal with it?
It's a pretty stacked question there.
Yeah.
So
you got
yeah, okay. So being that this is a friend of mine, like, and when I say friend, I mean a person that I am truly a friend with. Like, when I say friend, I mean somebody I've struggled with. Like, yeah. I don't think you could really be a friend unless y'all struggle together, share some type of struggle. Mm-hmm. Right? So if this is my true friend, I'm going to have a private conversation with them. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to know what this person is talking about. I need to know if this is true. If this is true, you know, it's fucked up, and you need to you need to either turn yourself in, you need to do something, because if it's true, what you did to this lady is fucked up. Then, if I had the type of platform that they had, like, I'm not gonna like go hard on them, like, but I am going to say publicly, you know, this is my friend, but he does understand what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you feel like that you needed to address that?
Publicly?
Yeah.
Probably not. But if that's my platform, if that's what I do on a regular basis to other people that I don't know,
yeah.
I mean, hey, shit. I gotta keep the same energy, right? Like, that's been the theme for the last year and a half.
Right.
Like, keep the same energy. Now, if I talk to my friend privately and he tells me that all of this is a lie, none of this has happened,
right,
there's no reason for me to go public.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason.
Yeah, like, I'm just thinking about kind of like the whole scenario, right? Like, Charlamagne, he was found, I wouldn't say not guilty, because I don't think he ever really went to trial, right?
I'm not sure.
He was like a younger.
He was
younger,
found guilty as far as having alcohol,
but he didn't commit rape,
right?
Or that sexual assault. That was the issue, right? Yeah. And she was a minor, so yes. you got all of that just kind of bubbling over his head. And he's always talked about this. If you ever followed Charlamagne throughout his career,
right?
He's never been shy about talking about the way he talked about it. Yeah. We can get into that now. It can be insensitive. But I understand that. Now, Charlamagne, if you literally watched his career, he has matured. Like, he's glowed up for real.
Yes.
Like, he started off real wild. Like, real wild. Like, saying the most asinine thing, mostly to women. So, I can understand why women are really taking an issue with him right now. Mm-hmm. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Now, he started to mature, and he's befriended women like Amanda Seales and Angela Rye.
Right.
Whom I know he definitely respects.
Yeah.
So, if they have this friendship, this kinship, it's like, no, I wouldn't publicly shame my friend. That's what I'm getting to. Like, they've actually connected, worked together. They have a mutual level of respect for each other. even though these women will get at you, like, yeah, publicly too. Right. So I wouldn't expect, like, say, Kelly, let's say this is me.
Yeah.
And you have an issue with what I said or done. I would hope that you would clap at me behind closed doors, yeah, rather than doing it on social media.
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. Like, if you really somebody's friend, you don't do that to anybody.
And when I say go public, I don't mean shame them in public. Yeah. I just like, mean,
if you want to denounce, like, you, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to do that. Right. Like, I can't get into that, but yeah, it's just in the space that I'm at. Like, if I say something you disagree with, you know, you can come at me. We can talk. But that, you know, the clapback culture in social media, I don't respond well with that.
Yeah.
I take it personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I feel like you probably had one in the chamber for me already, if that's the case.
True. Right.
That's true.
Right.
Well, a lot of people seem to be upset with them because, well, believe it or not, Angela and Amanda have addressed it. They just didn't address it the way people thought they should have addressed it.
Exactly.
Angela, you know, basically said, the court said what they said. He has no record of it. And, I mean, I believe that he would never do that. And right, the courts have shown it.
Right.
And Amanda came a little bit harder and said, I'm not going to publicly shame my friend. So, that's it. Don't ask me no more about it.
Uncle Charlo wouldn't do this. But, you know, the one that, you know, was underneath, yeah, all that, yeah, that cloud and stuff. Now, I don't know. We don't, yeah, know him.
Right.
We can only go off of what he's presenting to us right now. And the thing is, people want to hold him accountable for the shit he said, the shit he's done. Like, yeah, that is old news for real.
I mean, do you think there's a timeline to that? Like, what is the cutoff for somebody that's done something so long ago?
Man.
But you feel like somebody that has kind of reinvented themselves the way that he has,
yeah,
they would kind of forget it. But when you built up...
Because you keep going up.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Right.
And when you keep going up and we're in this culture where we're going to snatch you back down, if, yeah, you have one discrepancy on your, you know, against you.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially when it comes to, you know, sexual assault. I really don't talk about this, right, stuff. Yeah. So that's like, I ain't trying... I'm walking on eggshells having this conversation. Yeah. But I'm not a Charlamagne apologist, and I'm not an apologist for anybody that commits those types of acts.
Yeah.
I just feel like that we're so quick to snatch something from somebody that's worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking to bring them back down to size because we don't always agree with what the things that they say or do.
Yeah.
Because that's really the issue. Like, I mean, not to say that this issue isn't an issue, right, but Charlamagne being who he is,
yeah,
that's the problem for a lot of people.
Right. I think a lot of people don't respect the fact that people grow. Like, yeah, like we said, you know, Charlamagne was wild as hell back in the day.
Facts.
And I think everybody has seen the way that he's progressed in his career, in his life, like, all that. He talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's a way better person now than he used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people respect that fact. I don't think a lot of people want to acknowledge that he is not, he's a better person. Mm-hmm. Like, he, you know, he talks about it all the time, how, wow, he used to be. But it's, yeah, like, he's not that same person anymore. Why can't people just understand and respect that? Like, that's, mm-hmm, the thing. Like,
so I'm wondering what kind of energy would it be if, say, one of our friends did do something, they served that time.
Yeah.
Years ago,
mm-hmm,
and now they came out, they're a better person, blah, blah, blah. Do we still hold them to that?
You know what it is? It depends on what your trade-off is. What pushes your buttons? Because if it's, you know, let's just say it's child molestation.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right.
That could be your trigger. That can be, right, your cutoff. Even then, you may be a forgiving person, yeah, but maybe I don't really want to fuck with you.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. Like, yeah, like, in that scenario, like, I understand the person served their time, you know, for whatever it is they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, like, cool, I respect that. Mm-hmm. I still don't want to be
around.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, continue to progress. Mm-hmm. I wish you well,
yeah,
good health, all that good stuff. But I don't want to be around it still.
Yeah. So. But it's just, like I said, it depends on what your trade-off is. Like, what are you willing to be around? What are you willing to, you know, like,
I
honestly feel like,
because you can definitely forgive, yeah, but I never forget.
Never
forget.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree with
that's
that.
That's dope. And that kind of made me think about the whole Michael Blackson, Kevin Hart thing.
Mm-hmm.
back when Kevin Hart talked about how he, you know, came out saying he cheated on his wife and all that. Like, Michael Blackson was going hard. Like, jokes day after day. Like, the first time, okay, we expect that because, you know, they joke on each other. One time is cool. But he was really, like, Kevin Hart was really going through something. And Michael Blackson just continued just to hit him every day, every day, every day. At what point is it like, okay, you're beating a dead horse now. Kevin Hart is really trying to get past this. If Kevin Hart's, I guess, then fiance, or I don't know if they were married yet, but if his then fiance was, of course she was upset, but if she was okay with trying to move forward with their marriage, who are we to say, you know, continue to talk or joke about him? Like, that's really it, honestly.
I don't know. That, you know, that just comes with living your life in the public eye like that. Like, honestly, like, as much as Kevin puts his family out there, his wife out there, it's kind of like he had to jump in front of that. That's why, you know, he did what he did. But, you know, the comic community is real, real small. And then you expect them to kind of, you know, you might have your zingers, but, you know, leave that alone.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure about their relationship because it's like when you hear one person talk about it and you hear somebody else talk about it, they're kind of conflicting. Like, you don't really know how close Michael and Kevin really are.
True.
So it's like, some people say comics shouldn't do that to comics, and then some people say friends shouldn't do that to friends. So are they friends, or are they just people that work together or have worked together?
But I figure in this case, it was it was a friend situation. Because I thought they were cool. Like, they're both from Philly, you know, all that good stuff.
So. It's like, we can make those connections, but it's like, it's the difference between a friend and a comrade or, you know, associate. Like,
Agreed.
So, if I'm going through something, I know y'all wouldn't joke on it, but I can't expect somebody that I'm loosely affiliated with, or because we're podcasting, this podcast media, you know, whatever, how you want to slice it.
Yeah.
I can't expect them not to say nothing.
Right. Man, it's tough, it's tricky, it's real tricky.
So, speaking of shaming your friends, this is along the same lines. Like, I know how I would be if one of my friends came to me with some information, but to pose a question to you guys, being men, say you had a friend who just casual conversation talked about putting their hands on women.
You wild.
Right, like, you wild. God, I was not expecting that. Wait a minute. Pineapples. Right. What the fuck is happening?
Yo. I brought that up because I was listening to a podcast, and it was along the same lines. They were talking about the Charlamagne stuff, too.
Yeah.
And then the woman asked the guy, like, okay, if you knew that you had a friend that was beating on a woman or, like, raped a woman, like, how would you handle it? And the guy said, well, I actually have had a friend that came to me and said that he was beating on his woman. And she asked, what did you do? And he was like, I didn't do anything because I didn't know what to do.
Shit.
Now,
That's tough.
Now, that's a tough one because, let's say this is my friend, and he tells me that he's beating his
wife.
Yeah, casually. Like, oh, you know, I slapped the ass up. What? Wait, whoa.
Right, time out.
Whoa.
Rewind.
Yeah. Now, if I'm in the presence of it, that's one thing. If I see that you physically have marks, that's something else too. Now, if you just say you hit a, you know, it's hard for me to be reactionary to that because I'm trying to process what I just heard. Like, and if you're my friend, I really don't expect that.
Would you question it or would you let the conversation roll?
No, I gotta question, wait, you did what? Yeah, we gotta stop whatever the fuck it is we talking about, and then I have to, like, and I don't want, like, I need to.
It's like, you don't want to sound like I gotta get the facts type of nigga. Like, yeah, you don't want to be that dude, but I need to understand what I just heard. Right. Like,
I'm going to ask him. Why is this happening? Why do you feel like you need to do this? And now, I am not victim blaming, but I need to get in his mind because I need to figure out how to talk to him to stop it. Like, I need to make sure that this doesn't happen. Excuse me. I need to make sure this doesn't happen again because that's crazy.
It's like,
my man's.
It's like, do you call the cops? Like, right. Like, damn.
I really wouldn't know what to do. And it sounds crazy.
Like, I need to keep him in my presence so she's good. Like,
yeah. Yeah, because the guy was saying that he felt terrible. It happened so many years ago. And then a few years later, he found out that, like, she was really injured over it. And he felt terrible by not saying anything. So I just wonder, like, does this stuff come up in the men, in the community for men? And, like, do men just, like, brush it over? Or y'all having these conversations?
Well, honestly, I've never had to have that conversation with anybody. Me either. So this is why I'm really trying to process a lot of shit. Like, because I never had to be around it. Yeah. I don't even understand, you know.
Right.
It's like, you damn near, I'm sorry, you got to damn near give me some bullet points. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, and it really depends, like you say, it depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like, because you know, this, if this the violent pop-off nigga, maybe we should try a different approach. I ain't saying, like, we can have that conversation. We done the fisticuffs. You know, fisticuffs.
Right. Put them up.
Right. It is what it is, but, fam, like.
In any scenario, the shit is not cool, and I need to figure out, like, how to get him to stop. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, no. Just no. Like, don't continue.
Hella wild.
Yeah, man. Shit, I was not expecting that. God damn.
That's curveball.
Right.
Fuck off. Throw the hole off the dome.
Man, right. Like, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else from our good life correspondent?
I just wanted to bring up because, you know, these are kind of things that we talk about as, like, women, but I've never heard a man's perspective and what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a friend that in college, she was raped, and we felt terrible because we left her at the party, but that was, like, her thing. Like, every time we went somewhere, we'd be like, no, girl, we all come together. We gonna leave together. She'd be like, no, I'll be okay. She did that every time, so we was like, forget it. Like, go live your life, girl. And then that night, she called us and was like, I just got raped. And we was like, what? And so some of the guys were like, I mean, well, you know how she... No.
No.
That does not justify her being raped.
Yeah, man. No. You can't.
And so she really took that really, really hard, and she even tried to commit suicide over. So I was like, man, like, are men having these conversations? Like, is this guy going back and talking about how he just smashed his girl that she didn't really want it?
I've never been in that position. Like, nobody has ever come to me. But then again, I don't have many friends, but I don't have many male friends. And the male friends I do have,
like you really gotta be.
It's like if somebody
crazy person just bring that up in a conversation,
right? Like, casually,
like say if I'm gonna put the onus on me. Let's say I was that dude, and I told Johnny that.
Yeah,
Johnny would be like, "Nigga, what?
Paul,
stop.
Yeah, stop everything. Stop.
What?
Yeah.
If we had if we out somewhere at a party, like." We're going to go and get in my car so we can have a conversation because that's not okay. Mm-hmm. You need to, like, he would need to understand, like, I don't give a fuck what's happening. I don't care why you're angry. That's not okay. In any scenario, that shit is not okay.
Yeah.
And we're not going to leave the car until he understands that. And then I'm going to check up on his girl, like.
Right. And if it's happening more than once, like, what do? Do you take it to the cops?
Like, I'll call the cops. Like, because for one, you never want to get in between anybody's domestic stuff.
Right.
But when it's becoming toxic like that, you have to intervene. Right. Even if, you know, it causes you a friendship, I can't let that happen.
Yeah.
And I know about it. Like, I know that this is happening. That's a problem.
Right. Yeah, man. That's.
I know, man.
Wipe the sweat off.
I know, man.
It's gonna
be
so heavy.
Right.
Damn. This segment is called The Good Life, damn it.
Right, like, shit.
But these are the topics that I just sit around and talk to people about you know, get that perspective.
Yeah, man. It was definitely heavy, but
it's
much appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, try to branch out, you know. We got range on Oversaturated. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? We do this. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, man, that was The Good Life Volume 3. We got everything.
All right, man.
So, Good Life Volume 3, Episode 37. Any last words?
I don't know, this was pretty heavy. I got that.
Yeah, man. Just holler at us on social media. Yeah, man. And with that, we out.
Peace.